What up, guys? This is Lisa here, and I have another episode with the hubby today of Relationship Theory on Women of Impact. Now, guys, no matter how much love and admiration you have for your partner, when you're constantly freaking bumping heads over your values and their values, you've got a major freaking problem. Now, if you choose to ignore it, sweep it under the rug, if you will, then we talk about the detriments to doing just that and how the heck you make sure that you don't sweep things under the rug and how you actually make sure that you always find a compromise. And so giving tools and tactics of how to handle these situations is exactly what Relationship Theory on Women of Impact is all about, to give you the tactics and tools that you can use in your relationship that Tom and I are sharing in the experience we've had for 22 years. And so without further ado, grab your partner and let's dive in to this episode of Relationship Theory.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Relationship Theory. I'm your co-host, Tom Bilyeu, and I am here with my lovely, lovely wife, my favorite human on the planet, Lisa Bilyeu. Welcome to the show. Today, we're going to be talking all about an imbalance in the responsibility in your relationship. This one we have seen people go on fire for. So buckle up, my friends, because it's about to be an interesting ride. All right.
I love how giggly you are already.
Hey, this is my favorite show in the world to do because it's time with you. It's also really good therapy for us to talk through these issues and see like where we even see things differently. So it's a lot of fun.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. Question. What if your partner was raised to believe that respect is not being questioned and that he should be catered to? He was raised seeing everything revolve around his father, who did whatever he wanted without question, including cheating in his relationship, among other things. Part of this may be difference in culture. I was raised with some equally supportive parents who shared responsibilities of the household and the family dynamic. Both of my parents worked as a team to achieve their goals. So now we have a dramatic imbalance of responsibilities and the belief that if I question anything or ask for help, I'm challenging him. So now I'm handling the house and the newborn baby pretty much solely and still being expected to pay my own bills and contribute financially.
Wow.
Meanwhile, he only goes to work to pay his own bills and the rent, and the rest is free time for him and he does what he wants.
Okay. So here's where this stuff gets super intense. If she has accurately described the scenario, that's a nightmare waiting to happen. And they are going to have to sit down and divvy things up and get to a point where they feel like they're carrying equal weight in the relationship. But my thing is always like, would he hear that and be like, oh yeah, that's all accurate, except for she should be okay with it? Or would he be like, what? Like, what are you talking about? I do at least as much as you with the baby and, you know, whatever. So they did this study. And they ask couples who does more chores around the house, who carries more of the burden of the housework. And both of them said, I do. And so it is a human inclination to feel that you're the one that's hard done by because you see everything that you do. You have your perspective. And so when you look at what the other person is doing, and so much of it, you're just inevitably not going to see. So always getting on the same page about what's going on. Like that is step number one, because the big revelation may be, oh my God, I had no idea how much you were doing on either side, right? Maybe he's like hearing it like that. You've just changed my life. Thank you so much. I had no idea that that's how this was coming across. It's not what's in my heart and soul. I would never want that to be the case. Or you finally having the real conversation, which is yes, and like that's what it should be. And now at least we know, right? Now we know what the actual conversation that needs to be had is, because if it is a misunderstanding, easy to clear up. If it's a collision of values, it gets a lot harder.
Okay, let's go down that. But before we do, I actually want to address like how the perspective of each person is so true. Like I even went, and it didn't dawn on me as I was reading the question. I was like, he's a such fucking lazy bastard. And then as actually, you're so right, because how many times do me and you think something and then we come together and it's like, oh my God, you thought that too? Right. Like, I thought you were on the opposite, or I thought, oh my God, I thought we were on the same page, but you actually think the opposite. So understanding that is really strong. And then as you were saying it, I was thinking maybe, like, what if he's on his side saying, she freaking asks me all the time. And so he gets annoyed now because he's gotten to the point where he gets asked all the time to help around the house or whatever, or just gets asked questions a lot. And she perceives it as, I ask him one question as he snaps at me. I'm not saying that's a situation, but for instance, I'll come to you and you're like, okay, babe, another question. And I'm like, what do you mean? I've said like five words to you today. So to you, it's like, oh my God, she's asked three questions already. And it's only, you know, she's been awake for 3 seconds. But for me, I don't feel like that. So
that's really interesting. I'll go briefly down that path, but stop me if this actually doesn't really apply well to this discussion. People see the world very differently, and they don't realize that they have a perspective. Mm-hmm. That it is so easy to confuse perspective with objective truth. So when you wake up in the morning, you seem crazy to me.
Because I talk a lot.
Not just that. That's really minor. But today is the perfect example. You came to me and I had been up for longer than you, as is typical between us. And you had come down and said, you know what? Today I took me time. And instead of feeling like I had to rush out of bed, and so I'm like predicting, right? Like what you're going to say, oh, she just laid in bed and she like was chilling. Yeah, yeah. And you're like, and so I got up and I started hanging my clothes up. And I thought, you know what? I can just hang my clothes up. And I thought, what? You put yourself to work? Like that was your, like my, if I have time and I'm going to give myself free time where I don't have to spring out of bed, I wouldn't do chores. That seemed so insane to me. And so it was one of those where
I wanted to
laugh out loud, because to you, it was some big grant of time to get to hang up your clothes and not have to like get out of bed. And that to me, if you wanted to stress the relationship, tell me that I need to get up and start hanging clothes up. I'd be like, the fuck, I don't have enough to do already.
I'm killing myself over here.
And so... Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, this is super freaking fascinating. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Okay, so say that. So you're saying perspective is everything.
Perspective is everything, and it's not objectively true.
Right.
And so you have to figure out, like, you may each see the same facts wildly differently.
Okay, so let's take both scenarios. Let's break it down on saying, assume that he was like, oh, my God, I had no idea. And then how do people go from that to saying, hey, how do we... do this together, and then, or depending on which way you want to do it, and then also doing it, the fact that he's like, yeah, and what? So let's take both scenarios.
Okay, we'll get to collision of values, and I think we should spend more time there because it's way harder to navigate.
Yeah.
So the really simple thing is just to figure out if you're on the same page. People hate it when I do them to this. It's so powerful, and I'm always weirded out that people push back. But force the other person to say in a single sentence that does not have a semicolon in it, what exactly it is that they think the other person should do. So, okay, cool. I am a wife and mother, and I have to pay my own bills. You know, describe that to me in a single sentence, what the responsibility is for each of us. And if he says, okay, I believe because you're the woman that you should be childcare exclusively. Also, the home is your domain. And I think we should both split things Dutch. Cool. And then I, in turn, would say, what I think you should be doing is XYZ. And then we'll see like where we land, right? Mm-hmm. Because to me, the way that I just phrased his potential statement sounds so crazy. And if I were his partner in that, I'd be like, you're out of your fucking mind. Like if we have to take the totality of things that must be done and divvy them up in a way that acknowledges... Because it isn't going to be a straight division of labor. So it's like that we're each carrying a load that we're happy to carry. And so negotiating that stuff of like, okay, you don't mind this, but I really hate that. And so clearly you would hang up clothes. I would not. And there are things that I would do and love that you would hate. And so it's like finding out where we both look at the other person and go, thank you for doing that for me because I really don't want to do that. Like, for instance, here's a great example. If groceries are delivered and they're really heavy, I consider that my obligation to bring in heavy things, to do the sort of more physically taxing element of that, right? People can say I'm crazy, but like that
it's
feels good
agreement.
To me. Right,
yeah.
We've agreed on that. But I hate organizing things in the fridge in a way that like is irrational. And so I'm just like, I will get it to the fridge, but don't make me put it in the fridge.
Yeah.
And you're like, so wait, I don't have to go outside and deal with it and carry it in or any of that. And all I have to do is put it in the fridge and I get to be OCD about the way that I stack it. Count me in, right? So it's maybe it isn't even exactly equal, but we're both ecstatic that like, I can just do that part and you would rather have the other part.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Which comes to utter detailed communication because we figured that out. Babe, it's too heavy. Yep, I know what to do. Like, we don't even discuss. No, this is your job. No. Like, we've had that discussion. We sat down. So when I actually, if you don't mind me jumping in, when I went from being a housewife to then working and building Quest, I started to say, I tried to do everything, right? I was like, I'm going to be an amazing wife. I'm going to be there for my puppies. I'm going to be the one that's going to feed them, walk them, do all the house stuff, do all the bills, everything I was already doing. And now I'm going to come over here and help you build Quest. Realized that that wasn't sustainable for just my own mindset and stability and enjoying life. So I came to you and I was like, I really love this business, but I can't do everything. And I'm breaking in trying to. And you were so gracious and just such an amazing supportive husband that you're like, cool, let's sit down and let's go over everything that you're finding overwhelming. Or let's just lay out every single thing that has to be done in the house. Every single thing. Laundry, dishes, cooking, food, groceries. And now let's see who makes sense, who does it. And if there's certain things that I'm not willing to do and you're not willing to do, then where do we go with that? We have to come to either.
And that's really important to understand. Sometimes the right answer is just don't do it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like, so for instance, you were like, I'm never making the bed ever, ever, ever. You can never will I make the bed.
Not once.
And so now I'm like, well, shit, I love having the bed made, but how can I ask that of you? Right. So we just kind of went.
And that's my thing. Like, if you're not willing to do it, don't. Expect the other person to do it. That's what's shitty. Not expecting, like, hey, don't expect me to do it, but I don't expect you to do it either.
Well, now, and here's the thing actually that I'd love to talk about with, like, let's say dishes, because that's one thing that I hear a lot with the women complaining. He doesn't help me with the dishes. So with me and you, we've had this discussion and you've said, babe, I'll use plastic. Like, I'll use disposable. I'll freaking eat out of the can or whatever.
But just so the environmentally friendly people know, that is merely an example I use to let you know, I will happily wash my own dishes, which I do gladly now. But the comments were going to get lit up with Tom is destroying the environment. So,
okay.
But yes,
thank
go ahead.
Thank you for the name. I've lost my train of thought.
So
we went over, okay, these are the things that need to be done. And then how do we work around them? Like, let's say you get takeout. You'll happily eat from the bag. And I'll be like, but I want a plate. And you're like, okay, but you're choosing to use a plate. Why the hell am I, who has already said, I don't want to freaking do dishes.
Right.
You've chosen to use a plate, not me. And now you expect me to help you. So we've had that discussion. But here's the small little caveat I want to add. If I've actually asked for help, like, babe, I'm feeling really overwhelmed. Would you mind helping me with the dishes? Even if all the dishes were mine, you'd be like, of course, baby, because I've reached out, but it's not an expectation. I think that's the difference.
You just drug people into deep waters.
In today's day and age, saying you're busy, let's face it, is like a badge of honor. But even though you might not want to be, it's freaking hard to say no, especially to people you love and want to spend the time with, right? So even though you're spread so thin and feel freaking drained, you say yes to the baby shower, the birthday party, the reunion, the graduation, and host girls' night on top of all of that. But sometimes what we actually need is to slow down, recharge and spend time alone with us and our thoughts. That can also be quite scary to some people, and therapy can be the perfect opportunity to assess what you actually need so you can build a social life that doesn't actually drain your batteries. And guys, there's no easier or more convenient place to get started with therapy than BetterHelp. Therapy can be sometimes a little scary. It can be daunting. But BetterHelp is 100% online, and getting started is as simple as answering the few questions to be matched with a therapist that can actually help you the best. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/women today to get 10% off your first month. You can find the link in the show notes, guys, or you can go to BetterHelp, that's HELP.com/women. As an entrepreneur, one of the biggest challenges you will face is the negative voice in your head. You know who I'm talking about? That maybe not so small part of you that loudly doubts your abilities to actually pull the things off and make a living from your passion project. But you gotta overcome that negative voice in your head, homie, because I'm telling you, you can do it. Especially if you use Shopify. Now, Shopify is an all-in-one global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your business to hitting $1 million, Shopify has got you completely covered. And with all the built-in Magic AI award-winning customer service and the internet's best converting checkout, you have everything you need to shut down the voice of doubt and make all your amazing business dreams a reality. That's exactly why, guys, I love Shopify. So if you want to start growing your business with more customers and sales, shut that negative voice down and prove her wrong that you can do it, Shopify is here for you. So go and sign up for just $1 a month with your trial period at shopify.com/Lisa, all lowercase. Again, guys, you can go to shopify.com/Lisa right now to grow your business, no matter where you are and what stage it's in. That's shopify.com/Lisa. If you're fed up of people constantly pushing you around, ignoring your boundaries, and just disrespecting you left, right, and center, then it's time to finally stop letting people walk all over you and start actually standing up for yourself, my homie. Because trust me, I've been there, staying silent and living a life I never actually wanted for myself, but lacked the confidence to do anything about it. But I was able to go from someone who settled and lacked all the confidence in herself to someone who comfortably commands respect. And guys, and my homie, even with the fears, the doubts, and uncertainty, you can finally go after what you freaking want in life, set boundaries, speak up, show up, fight imposter syndrome, and stop people pleasing. And I break down how to actually do this step by step in my book, Radical Confidence. And when you pre-order your copy of Radical Confidence right now today, guys, you can get a free gift valued at $171, which includes my ultimate guide to radical confidence, which is a workbook that you actually can work through as you're reading my book, 3 months ad-free listening to Women of Impact on podcast, and 1 hour exclusive relationship coaching sessions with me and my hubby of 21 years, Tom. So my homie, if you go and pre-order this book right now, you get all of those things for utterly free, which has been valued at $171. So go over to radicalconfidence.com to pre-order your copy right now. That's radicalconfidence.com. See you there, my homie. Let's freaking go.
So, all right, now, in an amazing way. And now it's about collision of values, right? So I have a value system. And my value system has like certain things. So number one, uplift your wife. Make sure that she feels better about herself when she's around you than when she's not. Want your wife to win, right? Like those things matter to me. And it's important to me to feel like I lift others up, especially the people that I care about. I also have, though, something in my value system that says, don't take the piss, to use a British phrase, where I wouldn't want to feel like I was being taken advantage of. Hmm. So, for instance, you know that if you said, hey, I'm really breaking here, will you help me? That I would stop whatever I'm doing and take up whatever you're doing, even if they're like, if the other day, and I don't even know if you know this, I mopped the floor because you said that you were really stressed out because we're shooting this in COVID. And so we don't have anybody come to help us clean. And so there was one part of the floor that was bad. I didn't like mop the whole house, but there was one part of the floor that I thought was particularly bad. So I went and mopped it. And obviously I don't care, but I was just doing it for your sake because I knew that it was starting to stress you out. But if you were constantly like, oh, I know that I can get him to do it by like, oh, I'm breaking, oh, the single tier, you know, whatever. And it's being done specifically just to get me to do something like that. That would really bother me. So it's this This is why I say it's deep waters. It's this really nuanced thing of like, you know what my value system is. I'm very clear and I can articulate it. And you never use that against me. So you never try to manipulate me emotionally to do something like that. And because of that, then I feel so good helping you out, because I know that if you've ever asked, like, man, that really means that she's tried everything else. And so now, like, I can feel like a hero coming in and like doing extra work to help you. And that feels good, right? So it is very nuanced, because when somebody gives you the keys to the kingdom, they've also given you the way to hurt them.
Mm-hmm. And take advantage of them.
Yes. And if you do, then this devolves into madness. Mm. And that's why, like, so often when we get these questions, I wish that we could spend like a little bit of time with the people to see, like, where's the real friction here? Because I think it's going to be pretty rare that there isn't some other unaddressed issue we call dust settling, yeah. Right? It's 10 years of some other thing that bothered you and you guys never reconciled.
Yeah. All right. So, because they're not here, let's take the other stance of just assuming he's exactly as she described right. it. And so now she brings it up and he's like, and what? How would you approach discussing it in the first place? And then how would you handle the discussion?
Okay. So, I mean, obviously I would do what you and I actually do. And this is where I think people would... Because I've often thought, like, do we do a reality show like about our relationships so people can see what we're really like? They'd never believe it. Because we talk in a way that is so weird, because it's so direct. Like, oh, I think we're having a collision of values. Like, we will say that in the middle of an argument. Like, are we really at the surface or do we have a collision of values? Oh, we actually are colliding on values. Let me see if I understand
steal
your point.
Man
and
each
I will
other.
Steel man your argument and say, have I understood correctly what your position is? Yes. You steel man mine. Yes, you have accurately understood it. Okay, we both understand each other and we still think the other person is crazy. And doing that is what they have to do. You have to be able to articulate the other person's position so accurately that they feel seen, understood, not judged. Because when you steel man it, you're not trying to set them up. So there's straw manning, where you pick the worst of somebody's position and you say, oh, it's this, right? And then you destroy it easily and say how ridiculous it is. Okay, that's straw manning. When you steel man, you really want to get inside their soul as to why, to them, that is a just way to look at the world, right? Because it's really... It's not that it doesn't exist, but it's really rare that someone is a mustache twirling villain. So most people, they really just see the world in a different way. And so when you can steel man yeah. it, one, the process of steel manning it is like, oh my God, I don't agree, but I actually get now where you're coming from. And so it gives you the empathy that you're going to need, because on the other side of this, if you think they are a villain, get out of the relationship.
Right, right, right.
Right. So if they really are just sociopathic, then there's nothing to be done.
And her steel manning of him would be something like, look, when I work, this is my money. I believe that you should take care of the house. And the reason why I believe that you should take care of the house is that's the background that I was from. And like almost taking his position in a positive manner.
Aggressively.
And seeing if he's like, yeah, you've actually understood me. Yeah. Now at least you understand where he's coming from. He doesn't feel attacked. But now you can go, oh, everything I've just written down is correct. Well, now, like you said, it's like if he just agrees, yeah, that's how the world is. You're now spending your life trying to change someone. And, you know, we know where that leads.
Yeah, at least at that point, if you steel man each other and each of you state your values that are feeding into this, then... You can say, okay, well, are these things that we're willing to give on? Is mm-hmm. there a negotiated mm-hmm. path mm-hmm. forward? Or is this something that we have to agree to disagree and it's going to forever be a concern? Like, you and I see tidiness so differently. And really, it comes down to use of time. We collide on what we value mm-hmm. in terms of how we spend our time. And we've been together 20 years and we it is not that we don't understand each other, it's that we just fundamentally experience those things differently. Mm-hmm. And so we've just had to say, we're never going to come to terms on this. And there are some things that you can sort of carve out and say, okay, this isn't going to be an issue. Like, for instance, I don't make messy common areas, but I have areas that I can make as messy as I want. And so that was the agreement that we came
compromise,
to.
Yeah.
So you have to figure out, like, are these things where you can get on board? Like, so you will keep us on track from a time perspective.
We're
getting close. Yeah. Okay. So recently you were doing an interview and the person you were telling your story about, hey, I used to be a housewife and now I'm an entrepreneur. And they just assumed that you had one husband when you were a housewife. And a new husband now when you're an entrepreneur. It didn't occur to them that I could evolve and that we could negotiate that and talk super openly about, oh, cool. So your value system is changing. The things you want change. Here's my value system. Uplift my wife. And this is literally how I process through it. Okay, wait. My value is I want to uplift her. I want her to live the life where she's turned her potential into whatever skill set she values most. She's telling you now that what she values is being an entrepreneur. And so, okay, that breaks sort of these social contracts that we've had over other things, but what's my highest value? And that's another thing people struggle with is you have to put them in order. Because when they collide, it's like, which is higher? And it was like, okay, cool. Well, I know that I want her to be the person she wants to become as strong and as powerful in whatever way she defines that as. So cool. That decision, that goal, that value necessitates certain behavior. Mm-hmm. And so you got to figure that out because it really may be that he has visions of what a man is supposed to be. She has visions of what, and he has visions of what a woman is supposed to be. She has visions of what a woman is supposed to be and what a man is supposed to be. And so now it's like, well, are you guys willing to reshape those? Mm-hmm. Or are we now at a real impasse? And that's a real thing. And I know it's very sort of culturally en vogue right now to say there is one way to view the world and it is the right way. And I'll say that isn't functional. And so there may be only one way that you're interested in which case you negotiate an exit from the relationship. And that's that. I'm not saying people should stay in a relationship they're unhappy in. They should not. But I'm just saying rather than be annoyed and upset and think they're the asshole, it's like, okay, well, we can't go forward together. Fair enough. Fine. You do you. It's going to lead to whatever consequences it leads to. I know what I want, what I need, and move forward.
Also, I just want to add, there is an element of, and look, it's hard because as I was reading out the thing, I was like, what an asshole. But there is an element of like, you just can't judge him. Like if that's how he thinks, there really is no right or wrong. If that's the life he wants and he's like, yeah, I want, like, even though it's not a relationship I would agree with, there is something to saying that he's wrong or that the way he's thinking is inaccurate. If that's how he was brought up, right? Like if his dad was like that, then
I'm not going to give him the pass for that, but it's like, if he, go ahead.
I don't know. Like, but why wouldn't you give the pass for that? Because
would you like me to explain?
Yeah.
Because as an adult, you should be able to say, what is my goal? What am I trying to get to?
Yep.
And then adjust your values and your beliefs accordingly.
Right.
That doesn't mean to try to believe in unicorns, but I'm saying there you can, this is a whole way too big for this conversation, but beliefs are malleable. People mm-hmm. mistake beliefs for objective truth. And once again, they're usually not.
Good.
And so there's a lot in there that you can change. So as an adult, like I wanted a traditional marriage. It meant something to me to work, earn money, and you not need to work. Mm-hmm. When that changed for you, it was like, well, it's not my highest value. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to let go of that because my highest value is to elevate her. Really, my highest value is to share a life. And then elevating you is a huge part of that. So I reevaluated my beliefs and what my goals were. And
you think
changed.
That, so you think though that I would have then had a right to have judged you if you didn't reevaluate?
Totally separate.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm just saying, I'm not giving him a pass. I'm not going to judge him.
Got it. But that's
my
what
thing
I'm
is
saying.
Like, I don't think he's a bad person for having beliefs
right.
that don't take him where he
and
wants to go.
And that's the thing. You don't think of him as a bad person. I think she's built animosity up. It seems like in the wording she's used, she's built animosity up. So going and even starting the conversation, I can almost predict that she will bring that to the table and judge him for it. And she'll say, well, it's your father. He brought you up like this. He was a cheater. You think it's okay to cheat. But I was brought up in a family that actually supported, right? It becomes very judgmental immediately. So I can imagine he's just going to switch off and be like, well, hang on a minute. You've come at me attacking me, and you've come at me with a judgmental viewpoint. I'm not saying she hasn't got any right to feel the way she does, but my advice is to almost come at it with a non-judgmental way of saying it and being like, look, this is how I'm feeling. This is what I would love. This is what I would look for. Let's talk about it. Tell me how you're feeling, versus going at him saying, you do this, and I can't believe it.
Extraordinarily powerful advice. And I will further advise her to, because that there's a lot of power in the being angry about something, aim it at the behavior and not the person.
Ah.
So I'm not judging you. You're a good person. I love you. That's why we're together. These behaviors have become really problematic for me, and for these reasons. Mm-hmm. And by shifting it away from the person and wanting to win together, which is really important to getting to the other side of this, but not needing to let go of, and these things are non-negotiable, can be a pretty powerful way to do it. But to do it with encouragement and sweetness and kindness and a desire to get to the other side is powerful. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that you don't have a bright line.
Agreed.
Word. All right. With that, I know we got to wrap because we got another one. Guys, thank you so much. I hope that stuff lands for you. It has helped us tremendously in our relationship to just lay everything out and talk about it point by point and understand when something is negotiable and when something is non-negotiable. All right. If this added value, be sure you hit subscribe and that notification bell so that you see all of this content. Until next time, my friends, build an amazing relationship.
We still haven't figured it out.
That was pretty good, right? All right. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.